This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100 megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Hour four of the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. Congrats if you're heading off for the holidays. Thanks for making us part of your day. It's time now for Zach Wolchuk to deliver an edition of the finest. Here's Zachary.
All right, if you missed it, we did talk with Stephen Jones earlier. You can always hit that Odyssey Rewind. We'll have that podcasted for you as well. But Micah Parsons was a late addition on the injury report. He's got a flu, it seems like. Flu-like symptoms, illness is what they listed it as. Stephen Jones told us that he'd be surprised if Micah doesn't come around. You never know with the flu bugs, but he should be fine. The other big loss, and I guess, you know, they do have other receivers, so I don't know that it's big, but Jalen Brooks, who's also a contributor on special teams, hyperextended his knee in practice yesterday, so he's going to be out as well. Mike Evans, questionable with a hamstring injury. And tight end Cade Otton, along with linebacker K.J. Britt, are doubtful for the game for the Bucs.
Helps you a little bit there.
Sure does.
Otton will help you a lot there.
Really good young tight end
not
there.
Not cheering for injuries, but it'll help you.
Yeah, it's just one less weapon you got to worry about.
Football's a tough game.
Not cheering for injuries, but when players miss games, you hope they're okay.
Makes your chance of winning a little better.
It helps you, yeah.
Jets also interviewed a buddy of yours, Brian. They've interviewed a couple, but another one, Jim Nagy.
I did. I talked to Jim. He's excited he got the opportunity. Yeah.
I mean, Tommy's amazing when it comes to what he's done with the Senior Bowl.
Oh, he loves absolutely working at the Senior Bowl. He loves the
– has done an incredible job.
He took over for Phil Savage. I like Phil as a person. I think Phil's did a fine job at the same. I think Jim Nagy's taken it to a whole nother level. I think Jim's embraced – what the Senior Bowl means to the scouting community. And we've got a lot of guys and gals that really have become scouts. You know, they like to evaluate, and Jim understands that. And he's tried to make the social media posts and the stuff, giving you an idea about players. Jim's a really, really smart guy, though, too. And I understand why the Jets. That's actually two guys they've interviewed. I kind of give them some credit for interviewing guys that could definitely help their team.
Thomas Dimitroff.
What a legend, man. Yeah. Four-time Super Bowl champ. He worked with you in Green Bay, didn't he?
He actually, no. He was Seattle, and then I've worked with him. I've got to know him because of Mike Lombardi and that crew. And then I got to really know him when I was at DallasCowboys.com, and then his work with the Senior Bowl and always going up. And he's more than gracious with his time and any suggestion. You know, like, hey, listen, I saw this guy at, you know, North Dakota or whatever, and you're like, and he's like, oh, hey, thanks, appreciate that. So he's always been more than, like I say, just he takes that Senior Bowl stuff very, very seriously because he knows how important it is, not only for the teams, but also for the fans that follow the NFL. He wants that access to those players there.
Okay, so, I mean, obviously you know your history better than I do, but what were your years in Green Bay?
Was he there with me in Green Bay? I don't think he was.
He was an intern with the Packers in 96. He might have been in a different department.
He was. I think he wasn't. He wasn't with us. John Snyder.
Dude, you were. I mean, you go back and you look at where Brian was with that Packer group. You've got like the who's who of the NFL that you were working
Jim,
with there in Lambeau.
I think Jim was with, and I want to say this, I know Jim wasn't with us at the time in scouting. I think he was with, he was in like, They had a player engagement. Did they have a title? What he was? Is it
just says intern 96? That was his first gig in the NFL.
Yeah, but it wasn't. Yeah, it wasn't in scouting with us because, like, we got John Snyder. Snyder was with us, so he was already been. He'd already been an intern, but Jim was not.
He was working in public relations.
Public relations. Aaron Popke.
Was he with Lombardi in Cleveland? Was he part of that Cleveland group?
Ah, jeez.
Maybe not.
No.
If you've got it up, maybe you'd be able to know.
He was. Again. I don't think he was with. I think he was with Mike. When they were
Patriots and Seahawks.
The Patriots, and then but he was in public with Aaron Popke and those guys. So yeah, I worked with him, but I didn't work with him. How about that? Does that make sense?
Yeah, crazy. That's amazing though. I mean, you go back and we'll play more audio from Gruden here in a minute, but I mean yesterday. Getting the tales from Gruden and Andy Reid. And I mean, it's just the litany of talent you had there at Lambeau is amazing.
Oh, no, it's quite a group. It really quite was. A group,
special, special group. Mm-hmm. Okay, so we've got maybe the best. I think it is. Best weekend of college football, just football in general. Two NFL games. We got the college football semifinal kicking off tonight. Indiana, Notre Dame. We've actually been watching game day. They had Kurt Cignetti, the Indiana head coach. He's been out there.
It's kind of strange, isn't it?
It is.
I 2 hours for a game, and your head coach is on set talking. I don't know, man. This
you think maybe he's got something more important to do 2 hours before the game?
I'm with you. That would be contractually mandated, I think.
It probably
is. Care of the sponsors.
And now the exposure and just trying to get people to know more about the program.
I would get there and talk about how I need you to come and play at Indiana and the portal and stuff like
Let's
that
go.
Is what I would do.
But this is going to be a blast. I mean, the snow's been falling there in South Bend, and the forecast does not predict snowfall at kickoff. But the players are going to be facing chilly condition winds of 11 miles per hour. Weather's going to dip to 29 degrees by the start of the game, according to weather.com. These are two teams that are used to it.
By the way, that 29 degrees, that is the absolute perfect temperature for snow.
Okay.
If there was any moisture in the air, we would have seriously fun snow. That I've learned that between 27 and 29 degrees, if it gets any colder, it's hard to snow.
Really?
It does. Yeah. You don't get when it gets down into the teens. It doesn't snow. It's but that perfect 27 to 29 degrees is perfect for snow.
I cannot wait for sledding next week. There's like a foot of snow at my parents' house right now.
Oh man,
they live on a hill. It's gonna be glorious.
That is glorious. Tomorrow morning, maybe more snow. It's SMU. It's Penn State. We got an 11 a.m. kick.
Happy Valley.
Mustangs enter as 8.5-point underdogs. The key here from our friend Leah Asimakopoulos. From Dallas Morning News, says SMU is going to face a Penn State defense that consistently ranked among the nation's best. This year's no different. I mean, they got Abdul Carter. For draft fans out there, if you want to know, in my opinion, the best defensive player, not named Travis Hunter if you play him on defense, but just defender, it's Abdul Carter. This dude, they're going to play him all like off ball like they did with Micah, but they're actually doing edge rushing stuff, which we didn't see Micah do. And he wears number 11. And it's gonna flash at you like, oh my gosh, this gives me some Micah sights here.
Yeah, I think that when you start to talk about it, it's gonna have to be, can you space this guy? Can you get him to play wide, by formation?
Yep.
He's gonna as much as SMU likes to throw the ball, they're gonna have to have the chips.
Yeah.
You're gonna have to be able to account for this guy. That's the thing about with Penn State. They've got several really good players, but he is an elite pass rusher. And so you heard it here probably first. They're going to have to deal with a guy that's going to be doing this a lot on Sundays next year.
He's phenomenal. And Kevin Jennings is going to have his hands full. I mean, he's going to have to know, to your point, you got to point out where he is every play. Breshard Smith, the running back, can they get the ground game going? Penn State with Drew Allard at quarterback. Now, Allard's going back, but they got a kid 44, tight end Tyler Warren.
Tyler Warren, yeah.
This guy is a little bit everything. I mean, it's basically like a bigger version of what Hunter Lipke did at North Dakota State, except he's not in the backfield all the time.
He's a wildcat quarterback, too. Yeah, in short yardage.
He's taking snaps on the offensive line, tight end, receiver, running back, and quarterback.
Yeah.
He is probably one of the most fun of the 3 years doing the draft. Watching this kid was an absolute blast. Over 1,000 yards receiving, one of the nation's best tight ends. Could end up being a first-round pick, possibly. But SMU's defense is going to have to count. He's their top target. Tyler Warren, 44, for Penn State. That's the guy to keep an eye on. Both those dudes, big-time NFL draft options.
Yeah, to me, once again, Michigan has Michigan has a really good tight end, too.
Colston Loveland.
Loveland.
Who's got more of the speed, elusiveness.
Yeah.
Warren's more of like, I'm just going to run downhill and run through you.
I'll tell you what, Mason Taylor, we're going to start to watch him from LSU.
Yeah.
This is Jason Taylor's son.
Okay.
I think a lot of people out there are going to fall in love with Mason Taylor.
So he might end up rising.
I'm just saying, when you look at size, athletic ability, he's got some of his dad's toughness to him, flexibility to him. But yeah, you're right about Tyler Warren. This guy plays all over the formation. He's flexed. He's a slot. He plays in line. I mean, just a natural hands catcher. He could be a tough runner with the ball in his hands. I know that I saw that quite a bit, man. But you know, it's going to be a challenge for SMU to have to deal, because when they get in trouble and they need to throw the ball to a guy to get a first down, Tyler Warren, number 44, seems to be that guy.
He's fun. And then the matchup at the line of scrimmage. SMU led the ACC in run defense this season. They allowed under 100 yards per game, but Penn State ran for nearly 300 yards, two touchdowns against the top team, Oregon, in the Big Ten Championship. You got Catron Allen, Nicholas Singleton. That's going to be the best duo SMU's had to play against all year. Can SMU defensively hold their own when it comes to that rushing attack of Penn State? Now we slide to some audio here, and this was, man, we saw what happened with the free kick last night. So John Gruden's doing a live watch with Barstool Sports and ends up telling us a tremendous story about a drunk kicker.
But Jack missed some of the details of his job on Sunday.
That's not true.
Because he was a little banged up.
We were playing when I was with the Raiders. We drafted Janikowski in the first round.
Yep.
Janikowski. He was missing field goals the first three games, and I was really pissed. So we went to play the Saints in New Orleans, and Janikowski's late for curfew.
Of course
he didn't get back until 3 o'clock in the morning, so now I'm really pissed. He can't make field goals, and he can't make curfew. So we're playing. I swear, we get the opening kickoff. Might have been the second possession. We get a couple first downs, and it's a 58-yard field goal, 56-yard field goal. I go, field goal. And Bob Cassullo, the special teams coach, he says, "Are you out of your fucking mind?"
Oh, jeez. Oh, Wolchuk.
That was, I can't take responsibility for that one.
Yeah, you can't take responsibility for that. I just figured out what I was missing.
All good.
And I was like, man, I'm missing something here.
But
there it is.
Yeah, he was drunk. They put him out there to kick one of these.
Special treat for the streamers there.
And he nailed it. He nails the kick. So Gruden's like, hell yeah, attaboy. He actually put him out there thinking he wanted him to miss the kick in this scenario, and then the drunken idiot kicker made it.
Yeah.
That's Janikowski. I feel like we've got a lot of these Janikowski stories that are going to be coming out.
Oh, yeah, you go down that rabbit hole. It's ugly a few times.
I believe it. Now we've got the top 10 area players that are going to be playing in the playoff over the weekend for college football. Nicholas Radichik, the Indiana kicker from Coppell locally, so you get to see him tonight.
There you go.
Andres Karich, the Tennessee offensive lineman from South Lake Carroll, was blocking for Quinn Ewers in those state championship games. Brian Wesco Jr., Clemson wide receiver, he's from Midlothian.
Oh, he's a good player,
very
too.
Very good.
Ask Wesco.
He's going to be playing tomorrow. Isaiah Nwakobia, SMU safety from Skyline High School. So you'll get to see him in that one. Roderick Daniels, obviously Duncanville. He's going to be playing top target for Kevin Jennings. Colin Simmons, Duncanville player at Texas. This dude's a freak. Number 11, also models his game after Micah Parsons. You've also got Anthony Hill, who was from Denton Ryan, originally committed to A&M. Now he's one of the best linebackers in the country playing for Texas. Kevin Jennings, South Oak Cliff. South Oak Cliff going for another state championship tonight. And then Quinn Ewers. And Quinn Ewers is right behind Ashton Gentry. Gentry playing at Lone Star, of course, for Boise State. They've got a bye. They won't be playing this weekend. They'll wait for the winner of whoever they're slated to play in the bracket. But Ewers at South Lake Carroll, you've got him and Cade Klubnik, who played at Westlake. Both of them, that's a rematch. But here is when Quinn Ewers got his first ever offer, and it happened in seventh bleeping grade.
I got an offer as early as 7th or 8th grade. It was North Texas. I mean, that's up by where I'm from. And I just went to a camp with like a buddy. After the camp was over, I think the coach came over to me, who was actually Seth Luttrell. And actually, Coach Choice was on staff too, who's now our running back coach. So it's all coming full circle. They were like, do you have a Twitter? Like, we want to follow you on Twitter. I was like, I don't even have a phone. I don't have a phone to like reach you guys or anything. My dad was with me. We were all pretty shell-shocked. We didn't really know what to do with it. We're like, is this even a real offer? Like, what's going on? Blah, blah, blah. But it was a pretty cool day for me, for sure.
And I remember that happening because it's like seventh grader just gets offered.
Chart Choice. How about that?
Yep. And Chart Choice, my gosh.
He's done a great job.
Tremendous recruiter.
Yeah, really
the job
good.
That he
yeah.
did at North Texas, getting us a guy like Jeff Wilson Jr., who's now been in the National Football League and then now at Texas. TC has been incredible when it comes to college coaching. But I love that North Texas made an offer. You know, we tried.
We tried. Yeah.
He ends up going to Ohio State, then now is at Texas. But seventh grade, you're getting an offer. That's how you know, like, man, I'm pretty damn good at this football thing.
I'd say they hit the right guy there.
They did. Speaking of Texas, Malik Murphy, he is transferred to Oregon State. He was with Duke this year after transferring from Texas. Now he's going to go to Oregon State. So maybe they'll have
man without a team.
The
or
Beavers.
Man without a conference, I think, right?
Yeah, yeah. It's them in Washington State up there.
Yeah, we're kind of just hanging out up there.
It is. So enjoy the footballs, man. It looks like Salina's on their way to their ninth state championship in school history. They're up 41-14 with 6 minutes to go in the third quarter. What a glorious football weekend we have in store.
Indeed. And this
is the type of game I would have played in. This
now they put Brian Broaddus.
Yeah, when the score gets like this, Dawson, like when I was at LSU, this is the game I would have played.
And you're going in at center?
Yeah, I'm going in at center, and everybody's cheering for me because they're
Broaddus,
like,
"Get in there!"
Yeah, exactly. No, seriously, like, and like I'd come over to the sidelines after the series, and everybody'd be so happy for me.
Coach gives you a pat on the butt on the way out there.
Oh yeah,
there,
it was always
Broaddus.
Good. In the '80s, you got the butt pad, as you know. I had a towel. I wore a towel on the back, like a quarterback towel. You know, it's like, you know, for my and so. Like when I played offensive snaps, we were 7-0.
Let's go.
So yeah, that's a good sign. That was a good sign when I went in the game.
Should have got
like,
you in more.
That's like Red Auerbach lighting up a cigar. Yeah. That's like when you saw 55 run onto the field. That was like the Red Auerbach cigar.
Like when the Mavs are playing Dwight Powell in the fourth quarter, you know it's a good thing.
Hey, I tell you what, I hate turning it on and seeing all those guys on the court when they're getting drubbed.
Yeah.
That's another
that was
one
rough
here.
Yesterday.
That was a little rough.
That's when the star receiver starts taking off his shoulder pads.
Yeah.
And he has a jersey all still and everything.
Smiling, laughing.
He's like talking. He's yelling at mom and dad up in the stands. And I'm out there getting just worked.
CC's after the game, baby.
The phone lines are ringing already.
CC.
At 877-881-1053. If you want to jump on in a holiday edition of What You Drinking, What You Thinking, part of this football hour brought to you by Buffalo Wild Wings.
Where B-dubs is football.
And we're back to take your phone calls. LA Live's coming up in just over 20 minutes here in the nation. Yeah, buddy, time for that one segment of the week where you're at.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Actually encouraged to call in while intoxicated or in the process of catching a buzz. That's right. It's time for What You Drinking and What You Thinking at 877-881-1053. Looks like there's a couple of lines open. If you want to jump in, we'll go around the console and into the pimp cup, see what we're drinking and thinking. Then we're going to take your phone calls. LA Live's just right around the corner. This segment of the nation brought to you by Soda, the state of the art. The Expressway is presented by the on-time experts. And What You Drinking, What You Thinking brought to you by our great friends at Martin House Brewing. Can't wait to get back there. Just a terrific afternoon last Saturday in an ideal location for possibly future fan Hanks. So salute to everybody at Martin House. Okay, I'll get us kick-started here. I am currently drinking a 20-ounce Diet Coke, finished off a Smart Water, trying to get hydrated. I keep getting dehydrated somehow. Mm-hmm. Not sure how that's happening.
That's weed. That's weed.
Might be that I don't know. I don't know what's going on here, but my hydration levels have been off, so I'm working on that. But anyway, I'm thinking about the Women's World Cup. It's going to be on Netflix. The next one is going to be broadcast on Netflix in 2027, the first time the World Cup has been unbundled from the men's tournament, which airs on Fox. It's going to include additional content like a docuseries, and it'll be held in Brazil. So I guess we should just get more and more used to, these streaming services that we're used to on-demand content also bringing us the live stuff, Brian.
Yeah, please don't die as we go along. Please don't give us the circle that's, that whole thing. I mean, just make sure that if you're going to handle all the hundreds and billions and maybe the billions that are going to watch this thing.
Yeah, that's the biggest hang up. We're going backwards technology wise into a time that's even worse than, what we experienced as far as sports television in the 80s when you get that buffering and you can't get your event like you were expecting. Brian, what you drinking? What you thinking?
I've got some peach tea again. And what I'm thinking is I hope that this football weekend lives up to the hype.
Yeah,
I hope it does. I hope we don't get a lot of games that might be affected by weather and things like that. I mean, trust me, I like the snow games and things, but I worry about these playoff games a little bit, with the cold and all. And we'll see I'm kind of thinking about SMU right now. And that
I just want close games, big finishes. And we got some big spreads.
I love that. I just don't want to see SMU go there and get worked.
Yeah.
I want them to feel like that, if it turns into they don't win, we'll make it a game like it was in that bowl game or the championship game last week. But I'm just hoping that all these games, the pro, the college, high school, all of them live up to the hype this Saturday.
Well, Chuck, you cracking anything over there?
I had a little bit of tequila, and I certainly will be cracking some over the weekend with this amazing weekend of football that we have. But I did see Deontay Johnson's been waived by the Ravens. I mean, he's going to be looking for his fourth team here in 2 years, and that is a supremely talented wide receiver, but something's got to be going on there with Deontay Johnson.
I saw as well, speaking of news, Christian Walker did a 3-year, $60 million deal with the Astros, so they're not giving up, but they're looking for more bargains than they were a couple years ago. Tiger Woods says his son Charlie beat him in 9 holes, but has yet to beat him in 18.
Charlie!
Yeah, he's 15 years old now, playing pretty good. For his age, he's outstanding, but not quite on what Tiger's level as a kid. Lucius, drinking, thinking?
Yeah, I'm thinking about getting some coquito makings.
Okay.
It's kind of like eggnog, Puerto Rican eggnog vibes.
Wow.
For the weekend.
Sounds excellent.
Pick up some cigars.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Sit down and watch a whole lot of football. Mm-hmm. I mean, you're going to watch that girls' basketball game, the USC and UConn. I'm going to watch that. All the screens on.
Yeah.
I think, what time does the football start? Like 11 or something 11, like that? Yeah. God!
7 tonight, right?
Yeah, 7 tonight. And
which is really, really cool. That's really awesome.
Yeah. And then the big boxing fight.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, man. So I'm kind of frustrated because I wanted to hit the gym on Saturday because I slacked for these past 2 days. You know what I mean?
Okay.
But now you're talking about 11. I'm about to be drinking coquitos and getting fat, smoking, and watching football.
Yeah.
I'm going to wreck my body by the time Monday comes around. You got football on Sunday?
Uh-huh. Pick it up in the new year. Right? All right, let's get to your phone calls here.
Man, Dawson's always got an answer. You hear what I'm saying? You've always got an answer for something. It's amazing.
Not always a good one.
That's why they pay you the big bucks, though.
I'll usually say something. Okay, we go to line one, and our buddy Big Jim is back in What You Drinking, What You Thinking. Jim, good to hear from you. How the heck are you?
Big Jim, what you drinking and what you thinking? Well, we lost. We're going to have to come back to Big Jim. Okay.
Hello, Jim.
There we go.
Oh, there he is. Hey. Hey, Jim.
Hey. Well, fellas, I got the same bug that Michael Parsons has, this flu bug going around. Mm-hmm. So,
brutal.
It's, I've had a hot toddy today.
Hey!
And I have, right now, I got to let my girl went over to HEB and picked me up some eggnog. And eggnog is good if you cut it with something, so we'll put a little whiskey in it, so it's good. But, I went to the doctor the other day, and the nurse practitioner, she said, Mr. H., you sound like Darth Vader just got put in a smoker with a bunch of brisket. Your voice is so deep. but anyway, well, listen, here's what I was thinking. I was listening to y'all interview Stephen Jones. And Gavin, you probably remember this. You remember that guy on TV? He's on those Micro Machine commercials where he was talking like really, really fast.
Yeah.
Have y'all ever thought about putting a clock on Gavin to see how many words he could actually say in a minute? Gavin, I don't think I've ever. You were talking so fast, and this is not a criticism. Okay. It's very impressive because that means your brain is working really fast. It's like. Okay. You know what he'd do? Snorting lines of cocaine and that, there or what? I don't know what he's doing.
No.
But I think we should have some segment at some point where we try to see how many words Gavin can get in a minute. I think that'd be a lot of fun. But listen, appreciate you boys. Love you. Walchuk and Broadus, we'll talk on Sunday. Hopefully we'll get us a win. I hope everybody does well and stays healthy over the weekend.
Thank you, Jim. Merry Christmas to you. Yeah, I've always talked fast, especially in radio or phone sales when I used to do that. And coming to Texas, I was like, I got to slow down.
Yes.
So salute to everybody that's been putting up with that for 15 years. Because I've only slowed down a little bit.
Shout out to those people that buy the eggnog, that Pennsylvania Dutch.
Ooh.
from the liquor store. Boy, that is strong. Is you got to cut that with something. I'm talking about cut down.
Cut it the other way.
Yeah, you got to cut it down. My God.
Put like other eggnog in it. Here, please.
You'd be in the house yelling, I said,
Let's go to line one. Is this Tim in Carthage?
I don't know.
Home of the championship Bulldogs? Maybe. Line one is Tim. What you drinking? What you thinking?
Hello, Gavin. Hello, everyone.
Hey.
It is Tim in Carthage. And yeah, Jim, hey, I'm right there with you as a fellow Texans. We talk slow sometimes, but that's okay.
Yeah.
When I'm drinking a little bit of celebratory bourbon.
There you go.
And now let's get down to business. Happy Hanukkah and happy holidays, Zach, Maya, and Eliza.
Thank you, Tim.
And, of course, Eric, you and your family. I know you're listening. Gavin, you and Abby and Remy and that fine little girl from Elkhart, Texas.
That's right.
Cassandra. Lucius, I hope you and your family have a good holiday as well as that damn dog.
Mm-hmm.
And Brian, you and Bennett, Brian.
Thank you.
Now, Brian, it'll be a 24-20 game Cowboys win Sunday.
Okay. There you go.
I'm telling you right now, for the sole reason I want to watch an 18th game this year.
Yep.
I want to watch this 18th game, Brian, so that I can listen to you and Zach piss and moan and deal with Jeremy and Paul bitching to be bitching one more time. Finally, congratulations to the Carthage Bulldogs and
yes, sir.
Carthage High School and Scott Surratt. Belinda and I were blessed to be part of Carthage High School. Now, Brian,
sir,
I have a buttload. I have a buttload of rings myself.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, I even gave Wooly one of them.
I got it right here.
Nice. Yep, yeah, that's my boy. And Lucius, you got a lot to be proud of because you served our country. Enough said. At the end of the day, Brian,
sir?
This is Tim. This is Tim from 10-time state championship Carthage, Texas.
Love it.
The city of champions.
Salute.
City of champions. Go get them, Pat.
Man, I was getting like Texas championship Rangers emotional vibes off Tim there.
He was rolling. Yeah,
he was fired up.
Rolling. 10 times. It's amazing. This is their third championship ring, right?
Yeah.
How would you spell Brian?
that B-R-I-I-I-I-N-E?
Yeah. I think you had it right. I think you had that right when you started adding all the I's. B-R-I-I-I-I-I. Man,
I love listening to you guys talking. Let's go to another one. It's Apollo in Garland. You're in the nation. What you drinking? What you thinking?
What's going on, fellas? Hey, I'm a little bit under the weather. My girl got me sick and she's bugging me about trying to open up Christmas presents. Remember last week she was tripping about me looking at her wrapping them, but now she want to open them up 5 days before Christmas. But I want to send a special shout out to everybody across the nation as far as happy holidays, New Year's, and so forth. Lucius, I was telling you, Smile last week at some store called Fan Something, and they had that same hat that you got off of SMU for $54. I'm like, what in the world? I went to Dick's. Dick's Sporting Goods in County Smile, same place. They had the same hat for $24.99. So I'm going back and go get that bad boy. Represent SMU. And, Brian, if I hear you talking about SMU, no, you always talking about the SEC team. I don't care if SMU win or lose. I'm proud of them boys.
I'm not from Oak Cliff.
That's not my hood. But I'm hoping South Oak Cliff do their thing tomorrow.
Yeah.
South Lake Carroll, y'all blood here. I hope y'all represent North Texas. Now, as far as y'all going out to that place last week in Fort Worth, you know, the cheerleaders were there. I hope that bald-headed cheerleader was there. I don't know if she has cancer or not, but she looked like the porn star Willow Ryder. I want you to go look at her. You're a bad.
Yeah.
Now, I comprised my own top 10 war movies of all time, and some of these got brothers in there, so I know y'all probably never watched them, but tell me if y'all like these movies or not. And honorable mention, I got both Sicarios.
Okay.
I got Battle Los Angeles. I got Black Klansman. If you're a brother, you understand the struggle, believe me. Now, at number 10, my favorite all-time war movie is We Were Soldiers.
That's
number,
true.
You shouldn't do that. That's my baby talking. Now, number 9, I got Independence Day. It may not be a war movie, but they're battling for that planet. Number 8, I got The Sum of All Fears. I believe that's the movie.
Sum of All Fears. Absolutely. You're right. Yeah, we talked about that the other day.
Yeah, number 7, I got Lone Survivor. Mark Wahlberg did his thing in that movie. Number 6, I got Black Hawk Down. Believe me,
Black Hawk Down.
Number 5, how many I see as a war movie? But Forrest Gump is a war movie. I'm sorry, y'all.
That's good.
Number four, I got Saving Private Ryan. That's my movie, man. Amazing. My brother liked that movie. Ain't no brothers in the movie. But we were in World War II, but I like that movie. Yeah. Number 3, I got the original. Now, brothers know this. I got the original Red Dawn.
Yeah, there you go.
Oh, yeah.
Wolverine.
Number two might be a little bit sci-fi, but Arnold Schwarzenegger did his thing in Predator. Now, number one is the number one war movie of my favorite ticket of all time is Dead Presidents. I love y'all. Gotta go. Lorenz Tate need to get an Oscar. That way we'll get Leonardo DiCaprio and all that bull crap. Give Lorenz Tate an Oscar. Bye.
There he goes. Polo and Garland, a force of nature.
That fool did a whole top 10, bro.
He absolutely did.
Better than anyone Wolchuk's ever done, too. Plan. But it sounds like his baby is just like daddy there, wanting to chat.
Want to ship on the air.
Got some good lungs on him. Line 3.
It's a good list.
Pause.
Is another legend. No. Rodeo Ron, you're in the nation. What you drinking? What you thinking?
Drinking that Jim Beam with a splash of Dr. Pepper. And before I get to what I'm thinking, I got a question for y'all. How many push-ups can y'all do?
Not many. Not
7 right now.
Right shoulder's bad.
I can maybe get 5 in.
Yeah.
Well, dang. I thought y'all could do more than me. If they're the orange flavor, I can at least put 7 of them down in one sitting.
Well done, Rod.
And here's what I'm thinking.
There you go.
I just want to let you guys know.
Yeah.
That I'm glad that your parents didn't use protection because y'all are some pretty damn cool guys.
Thank you.
And I love you guys. And from all of the Grass Monkey family and all of Rodeo's family, we love you. Merry Christmas. And to all the Tolos, have a very Merry Christmas, too. And remember one thing.
What?
If you're not rolling home with that G-Bag Nation on that 105.3 The Fan, Drake and Jim Beam with Rodeo Ron, where the F you at, baby?
Yes, sir. Salute to you, Ron.
We love you, bro. Yeah, well
man, done. You guys are lit tonight. This is great. Good. The only thing that
it's the holidays
would make it better is a
What up?
What up? I appreciate the fact you're giving him some latitude tonight.
Yeah, they're on fire.
They're on fire.
We love you, Kenny.
Yeah. Yeah.
La Vega fell earlier today in the state championship game. Let's go down to Waco and check in with Walt in Waco. What you drinking? What you thinking?
Walt.
Hey, Walt in Waco, but not Walt from Waco, so I don't care if La Vega lost. I'm a Waco Midway fan. That's where my boys went to school.
There you go.
They used to be a good football team.
Go get them, yeah.
I'm drinking that Natty Light, baller on a budget.
Mm-hmm.
And what I'm thinking is, man, when I heard you guys were being sponsored by Martin House, I just knew that was a perfect marriage.
Yeah.
I've been a Tolo for several years now, but I've been going to Martin House since the day they opened. I'm from Fort Worth, and I go to Fort Worth just about every weekend. And I don't get to come to many fan hangs because on a good day, it's an hour and a half, hour and 45 minutes for me to get there. So when I heard that the Tolo party was going to be there, man, there was no way I was going to miss it until I got hungover and I wasn't even going to go. And then Rodeo Ron starts FaceTiming me or Facebooking me, blowing me up, man. I'm like, damn, I got to go. So, yeah, shout out to Rodeo Ron, old friend, hadn't seen him in more than 25 years, so that was really cool.
Yeah.
Shout out to Black and Gold B, met that cat this weekend, dude. Yeah, that is one cool, laid-back dude. He is a very good dude, man. Yeah. I can tell he's a good dad, too. And to all of you guys, man, nobody does it better than 105.3 The Fan. That's a fact. The combination of Martin House, they always have such a chill, cool group. Tolos are the same way, and man, you guys do it right. Tolos do it right, and you guys make us feel appreciated, and I want you to know I truly appreciate that. Hey, Merry Christmas to you. Merry Christmica. Happy Hanukkah. L'chaim.
There he goes.
L'chaim, Walt. We love you, brother. Merry Christmas.
Waco. Yes, sir. Well, and speaking of the devil, let's get to LA Live here in just a couple of more phone calls. Let's get Black and Gold B on here, though. How you doing, buddy? What you drinking? What you thinking?
Yo, what's going on, fellas? I'm just drinking Yingling Light, about to spark up another bowl.
Mm-hmm.
And just thinking the same thing a lot of these guys are thinking. Man, I had a great time last week. Wish I would have gotten there earlier so I could have seen everybody. But it was fun still meeting. I got to meet Rodeo Ron, Walt Waco. Excuse me. And it was really cool. Ron asked me to sign his D-bag flag, so that was awesome. Made me feel like I was somebody important. But, man, it was just really cool, man. Thank you all for having that last Saturday. It was a blast. The whole family just had a really good time.
Nice.
So before I go, the song I want to recommend is Good Times Roll by The Cars.
Oh, yeah.
Y'all have a great weekend, fellas. Merry Christmas, everybody.
I wonder if that's off The Cars original. Is that The Cars or it might be Candy O?
I don't know.
It might be in The Cars' first album, that got the Good Times Roll.
And we'll finish up on line 7 with Mr. Nasty Time. You're in the G-Bag Nation. What you drinking? What you thinking?
How's it going, guys? Currently, I'm a little past way, halfway a pint of 1800.
There you go.
With sweet tea.
There you go.
Nice.
I'm glad I heard your voice, Brian. You're the guy I'm coming from. Before the season started, this guy was trying to sell me this Cooper BB Cat, and, you know, telling me the line was going to be legit. There's no way I'd be able to agree with him on the argument that we had a little earlier this week on the Travis Hunter take, but I do want your opinion on it, Gavin. What are you doing? If you know, Cowboys luck into this guy, is he a offensive guy, or we're just going to let him be dual threat?
I'm going to play him at corner because I think that's where people say he is his best, but I'm going to mix him in on offense and maybe the occasional situational punt return. You know, you need to win a game.
I think we can compromise with the situational.
Yeah. Single score game, fourth quarter, 5 minutes
to
go.
Do you hate Cooper BB? Is that what you're saying?
And what the hell, Nasty?
Oh, my bad. I got turned out.
Is he still there, Lucius?
No, he's not there anymore.
I was big Cooper BB guy. That was my guy.
No, I think
I think he's been good. Really, really good.
I think he's been a good player.
Maybe put him in right guard next year, get even more out of him. Wow. But I think the prospects are good for the future with Cooper BB still, right?
I'm just curious. Yeah. I mean, to me, like I said, I wonder if they would even, like in these last couple of games, if you would even consider looking at him at right guard just to see.
Yeah.
Just to see.
Why not? Just give it a go.
Yeah.
All right. It's time now to go into the Pimp Cup where Lucius Alexander has a Friday night edition of LA Live.
Yeah, man. It's a feel-good Friday. Let's get into it right after the great Rick James.
Well, all right, you squares. It's time you smoke. Fire up this funk and let's have a toke.
dance or some of everything.
They all have buzzed out.
It's a payday.
You not gonna break me. Do you want the couple of dollars or not?
I guess you can stand it, yeah.
Because all you gonna do is go down there and buy liquor.
You know something? Y'all gonna piss me off. I'm telling me what to do with my damn money. I'm 80. You know you make me mad when you say I won't never tell you what to do with your money. The only thing I tell you, you're a gambling compulsion. Compulsion gambler. You need help.
Yeah.
I don't need no damn help. I don't have no money. If I'm going to spend them numbers, I'm going to give you no $1,000.
I said I have a few dollars. Do you want that?
If you can afford it, yeah. Thank you.
Because you ain't going to do nothing but go down there and play numbers and buy liquor.
See what you're saying now. I can't do, but you go to that gambling casino naked. You will walk iPhone naked trying to get to that goddamn casino. Ain't gonna argue about playing a damn number. I might take a dollar and go up there and bet $100.
Leave that old man alone. Let him spend his little monies, man.
Damn.
You know he on a fixed income. This is LA Live for Friday, December 20th, 2024. It is a feel-good Friday here in LA Live. We made it, people. Your 48 hours of liberty starts right now. On a payday Friday, you know the vibes. Avoid the law dogs this weekend. Mind your speeds, please. You can go too slow out here. Don't drink and drive. Keep your emotions in check. I don't want to see you on Dallas, Texas TV or DFW scanner this weekend. In other words, people, do not crash out like my man Aaron Rodgers did this week. Aaron Rodgers crashed on out when he joined Pat McAfee's show. He had a message for all the haters. He said, before you say something to me, let's check your status.
I know I got to say this multiple times for people because they don't listen, but say whatever the f*** you want about me. I don't care. But just before you do it, whether you state your name, your accolades, pronouns, whatever it is, just state your vax status so that anything you say afterwards gets put in the right light. Just get it out there. Because then when you say things about me, people can at least be like, oh, you are captured by the multi-billion dollar propaganda psyop, and you're still upset about it.
Okay. This will help things out.
Yeah, this is good. This will settle it all down. I appreciate that. And
hey, you know what I mean? Just put that in there, just so everybody knows where you're coming from. Everybody knows, okay, cool. You're twice vax Moderna with 3 booster shots. And then, boom, boom, boom. Say what you want to say.
Oh, my God, he crashed out. Boom, boom, boom. He crashed on out because his owner is Johnson & Johnson, bro.
Yeah. Ouch. AJ Hogg won that with, like, yeah, this should help things.
Really smart, right? You're doing right now.
Ryan Clark tore his ass up, though.
A lot of people have. Dan Graziano today went off on him as well.
Sure did.
I mean, I haven't watched. I've watched half of the first episode of Enigma.
I can't watch it. I might jump into it at some point, but I have no interest
Eric
right now.
Eric is trying to sell me on it like he's got a great story.
Dude. Dude, you just got to see it, dude.
I don't know, bro. I'm trying to give you the benefit of the doubt, but...
Yeah, he crashed on out, bro. He said twice fast.
Ryan Clark's best point was nobody else is talking about this anymore. You bring it up every chance.
Keep bringing this up. This is 4 years later. Five.
Holy
I don't know.
Smokes, man. Shout out to my man, Aaron Rodgers. And like I said, do not drink and drive. Do not crash out because you might sound like this girl right here.
Take the alphabet from start to finish without singing it?
Yeah.
Okay. Whenever you're ready.
A, C, B, D, E, F, G, H, H, I, F, N, G, H, I, C, K, L, M, N, O, P,
H, I, G,
H, Q, E, S, H, Q, E, S, I, T, E.
Okay. All right.
Okay. All right. All right. All right, you got anything in your pockets?
Yeah.
I saw this one the other day that they say, can you say the alphabet starting with A? She goes, yeah. Start A. Alphabet.
That's a good answer.
Yeah.
Oh,
you
got
to let it go just for that one.
That's good stuff. That's good stuff. Y'all be careful out here, dog. Here's your weekend warning.
Weekend safety. Do not add to the population. Do not subtract from the population.
Yes.
Do not end up in the hospital, newspaper, or jail. If you do end up in jail, establish dominance quickly.
Establish that dominance, man. Yeah, I can't go to jail because there's a whole grown man like picking a poo right next to you as you're trying to sleep. Yeah. You know, they have those little toilets in the cell right next to the beds.
No.
It's a grown man and they're just taking a grumper and you got to like sleep and think about like how you going to pay for yourself to get out and do you have a job? All types of things you're worried about at the same time. This man is...
I'm with Ryan.
You know it stinks in there, fam.
I think I might just off myself.
Don't say that.
I think I just try to constipate myself, you know, as long as it wasn't too long of a stay.
Trust me, I've done that plenty of times.
I just couldn't go, man. I just
put up on cheese and donuts.
I just could not do that.
I love this song. I'll play it again. LA Live 105.3 The Fan on a feel-good Friday. Yes, yes, yes. I've been Christmas shopping while doing the show. I love it.
Okay, I'm going to go home and do some since we got paid today.
You lose track, though. I was doing it last night, too, and I was drinking a little bit. I woke up this morning like, what'd I do?
You double gift? I had to go, the same thing, maybe?
I don't know. I had to go look back at my emails and see, like, I was like, okay, I got everything. All right, woo. Couldn't keep up with it. Speaking of crashing out, can you football gentlemen, you football gurus, recognize these broadcaster crash outs? Broadcasters are crashing out during football games.
Okay.
I got some of the best ones, I guess you can say. Can you recognize this one?
The extra point by John Kearney. And he missed.
No!
Yes.
He missed the extra point wide right. Yeah. Oh my God. How could he do that?
How could he do that?
Saints do the lateral. Boom.
It gets Jacksonville.
Against Jacksonville. In Saints, Jacksonville.
Yeah.
They go all the way down the field. They score a touchdown. And here comes John Kearney. All they got to do to get forced this one to overtime. And he misses the damn extra point.
Look, I think Hokie Guy John was in the booth that day. I think that's the Saints broadcast is what that is.
John
for sure.
Kearney.
Yeah. Quite impressed. Yeah. I'm quite impressed with you fellas right there.
Yeah.
That's really good. That's really good. Can you recognize this one?
Takes the snap. He steps up. He's all by himself. Fires into the end zone. Caught! Touchdown! Cardinals have knocked the Vikings out of the playoffs.
That's our guy. That's our guy in Minnesota for sure, right there.
Yeah,
Paul Allen. That's Paul Allen.
Love
yeah.
that man.
Yeah,
he is so funny behind the microphone.
Oh man,
how about this one?
I wonder. Walsh's kick is up, and it is
same thing. That was a playoff game against Seattle.
Yeah,
Mike Zimmer took the L that day.
He missed it left.
Yeah,
I think it was Blair Walsh.
Blair Walsh. Yeah.
And that was at the Gopher Stadium.
Yeah. Because
they were still getting
outdoors,
their new one
it was
built.
Like 0 degrees. Yeah.
Damn.
The Gopher Stadium.
Minnesota, the Golden Gopher Stadium.
You mean the Warrior Bowl? You're talking about the Warrior Bowl?
not Crimper.
Oh, okay. Sorry. I get triggered.
SGP, I get it. I understand.
I get triggered. You guys are doing pretty good, though. You actually are football gentlemen.
We try.
Football gurus.
At least two of us.
Costas over here Christmas shopping.
Can you recognize this one, fellas?
He's got to have this, right?
They've got to have it.
Oh.
And they don't.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh. Nansen Romo.
It just continues around here.
Is the Bills last year?
Wow.
Against the Chiefs?
It can't continue like this for Tampa Bay.
Oh, wow.
2 years in a row, over and over again.
Two years in a row, over and over again.
Is that what playoff losses? Yeah, what was the context there?
Hold on, let me get that. I clicked it out because I thought this guy was going to answer real quick.
No, I actually don't know what
I missed this
New
one.
England and Tampa Bay right there. Tampa Bay missed a field goal, but there was like 5 minutes left in the game.
Yeah.
That's a pretty big crash out right there from Tony. It was 5 minutes, Tony.
Yeah, Tony was ticked.
Clearly.
Over and over again.
Yeah, yes. He messed his parlay up.
He's thinking about Dramatica. Get that damn block, okay? Can you just get the block so I can get in the end zone, please?
Happy, wonderful Christmas time. Hey! Enjoy me jamming, bro. I heard this in a Target the other day. I was like, yes! Yeah. I reached out in them pockets. How about this one? It's one of my favorites.
Back to pass. He pumps. Now he fires over the middle. Intercepted. I can't believe what I'm seeing right now.
Favre?
It was intercepted by Tracy Porter.
Yep. Why NFC do you even Championship game. Favre, Paul Allen.
I mean,
you
can take a knee and try a 56-yard field goal. This is not Detroit, man. This is the Super Bowl.
Yep. This is NFC Championship. He throws across his body.
Yeah.
Yep. Picked off.
Yeah, it's the NFC Championship.
Ended the game.
Yeah, that was good stuff, man.
Paul Allen, man, he gets into it.
Yeah, he'll go ahead and crash on out.
You got a chance to go to the, and especially Minnesota, the heartbreak that he's had to call there. Yeah. Oh my god,
dude, that was three of those were Minnesota.
Yeah. They did get the miracle. I'd like to
against New Orleans, also kind of a snake bitten franchise at times.
No doubt. LA Live 105.3 The Fan on a feel good Friday. My name is LA Lucius Alexander. Sometimes LaPaul. Sometimes Little Paul.
Or Zaddy Lucius.
Sometimes Zaddy Lucius. Sometimes when I'm moody, they call me Lucius Marie. Act right, Lucius Marie. Act right. Some of my wife's gay friends be saying to me, you need to act right, Lucius Marie. I be hearing what she say about you. Hey, if you're still Christmas shopping out there for the men in your life, underwear, socks, and t-shirts are never bad, right, gentlemen?
Never bad.
Never bad.
It's like bringing a bag of ice to a party.
Yeah.
Never bad.
Yeah, never bad. Always get cotton. Yeah. Always get cotton. I'm telling you, I learned my lesson. Get cotton. And if you have somebody that enjoys fishing, you might want to consider this right here. It might not come on Christmas Day, but it's still going to be an amazing gift. Just, you know, show them your screenshot. Like, hey, I got something for you. There's a bait shop in Detroit that has some merch that is flying off the shelves. Mr. Broadus, you're a fisherman like myself.
Yes, sir.
Probably a lot more skilled fisherman. Have you ever heard of fishing being called going to Pound Town?
Never.
In my entire life, I've never heard that.
No.
What?
Never. In my entire life, I've never heard that. Going fishing is called going to Pound Town, apparently, in this bait shop in Detroit.
Oh, they got shirts.
They got merch. Let's go to Fox 2 News in Detroit. Detroit, what up, though? It's a bait shop catching heat over their merch.
I went to Pound Town today. I went to Pound Town on the D. Pound Town on the dirty D is another saying.
There's a lot of pounding going on downriver.
Jeez.
I couldn't even give you a number.
Come on.
Tens of thousands?
Probably.
That's tens of thousands of shirts Christy Newman's family-owned bait and tackle shop have sold with this logo on it.
So we ship all over the place. There's Marines that order them to their base.
I bought probably 10 of them shirts to give to people.
Wow. Steve Beckria owns the Riverside Coney next door to Dipnet Bait and Tackle in Ecorse.
Like that.
He's seen more customers as good a result of the slogan really catching on recently.
It might rub some people the wrong way, but it's actually harmless fun.
So what does it really mean?
We used to always say, oh, we're going to Pound Town. You're pounding the jigs off the bottom. You're pounding the fish.
Oh, wow.
Pound Town.
No,
they've
I've never
taken
heard
a little heat recently on the Downriver Fest Facebook page. And people venting that their kids are asking too many questions about Pound Town, calling it offensive to those folks. An open invitation.
My response would be to bring them in and let them see the fishing stuff. And let us educate them on what it means, and let us take them fishing.
Oh, okay.
Let us take your kids to Pound Town.
Yeah. Well, going to Pound Town. Kids to Pound Town. Puffy's like, where's this at, Playboy? Where's this Pound Town at, Playboy?
My kind of fishing.
My kind of fishing right there.
I've heard ripping lips.
Ripping lips. Yeah. Okay.
Ripping lips. But,
ripping lips.
But it's the way, I guess it's the technique. They're banging the jigs off the bottom of it, and, you know, off the bottom is what she was talking about. I've never heard the Pound Town, though. It's just different.
Be a good name for a bar, you know?
Really awesome name for a bar. Hey, man, meet me at Pound Town, bro.
Yeah.
They got the wings on Thursdays. You know how it is. Dollar tacos on Fridays at Pound Town, fam. Dollar tacos. All right. Hey, man, Broadus, I was highly disappointed as I became an older man and realized that you could have went to college for fishing.
Yes.
Oh. Bro, I used to fish so much in high school.
Yeah.
By myself, too. Yeah. Like, I have my fishing pole and everything. I got that car. I'm pulling up at your spot, and I'm fishing.
Yeah.
I can be at your pond. It can be a private pond. I'm hopping over the joint, and I'm fishing.
Lucius, how fun would it be to go fish with, like, Deion Sanders? Just go walk over some pond. You know, he always, like, walks over some, like, someone's property.
I think that's his only arrest.
Yeah.
Trespassing, because he was fishing.
I'll tell you what, if you find a place to fish, man, you always wet a line. That's cool.
That's it.
That's cool.
All right, y'all enjoy your weekends. Please don't crash out, y'all. Be safe out here. My name is Lucius Alexander. I'll be Black Monday. Lord willing, and the creek don't rise. That's my time. Holla.
There he goes, LA Live every night about 5:40 here in the G-Bag Nation. We're back onto the college football. Danny Cannell, college football analyst, joins us next to talk about these matchups here on The Fan.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're planning on betting college football bowl games, good luck. No, seriously, it's never been harder. And you don't want to be hurting your bankroll. You want to make sure you're doing your homework. Listen to Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I will be breaking down every single bowl game, dropping new episodes nearly every day throughout college football's postseason. Spicing things up with a 12-team playoff. Can't wait to see some of those teams from the South come up north for the snow. Be sure to subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.